Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We had discussed the various forms of nafil namaz by which a person can become a favorite of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And besides these namazes, which are famous and known, Ishraq, Chasht, Duha, Awwabin, Tahajjud, and as we have explained, they are very easy, it's not difficult at all. Then there are other nafil ibadat, also namazes that we should make. And if we make our Zuhr full 12 rakats, the two nafils also, Maghrib we make the two nafils also, and Isha also we make it 17 rakats, so we'll have enough nafil namazes in which we can make other intentions also. Ulama has stated in nafil namaz we can make more than one intention, as many intentions as we want to, and we will get so many sawabs. If we make, for example, to make eight rakats of namaz, different namazes, which we'll explain now, we'll have made only two, but we'll get the reward of eight rakats, as though we made eight rakats of namaz. So one additional such intention is of Salatul Tawbah. And we have to make Tawbah all the time. We make Tawbah istighfar, like that also we make, but make a namaz, two rakats of namaz of Salatul Tawbah, that Allah forgives all our sins. And in there, the sins that we know of. And more than that, all the sins which Allah knows. Keep it in our mind that, Ya Allah, you know all my sins, which I'm not even aware of. I'm making Tawbah of all those sins. So we can make that niyat in that nafil namaz. Other, salatul haja. We are always in need of things. So make regularly salatul haja. We are in need of good health also. Even if our health is good, we don't know the next moment what our condition can be. Our finances are fine, going well, we don't know the next minute what it can be. We have got good relationship with our family members, everything going smoothly, we don't know when, what can happen. And the worst things can happen. So we need Salatul Hajj also. And we need it also, and Allah is that kind being. Like for example, if somebody asks somebody for something, and if that person gives it or doesn't give it, but nobody will tell that person, because you asked me, so I'm rewarding you for asking me. What you asked me, I'll give you separately. But because you asked me, I'm giving you that. Allah gives us for asking Him also. For dua also is a separate sawab. And what we make dua, Allah has promised to give that also. So why are we keeping back? As the chapter we are reading, we should hurry and do all good deeds. So Salatul Tawbah also, Salatul Hajjah, and our needs also, we know what our needs are to some extent. Allah fully knows our needs. We don't know for the rest of the day what we are going to be in need of. When we reach home, we don't know what news there can be and what we will be in need of. We'll go to our shops and businesses, we don't know what needs there can be. It changes all the time and only Allah knows. So we ask Allah Ta'ala. Then Salatul Shukr. The amount of favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us, we cannot imagine. And just making shukr, that is also a ibadah. We have to make shukr, but making shukr is also ibadah. If somebody buys something from somebody, it costs him 20,000 rand, he pays the 20,000 rand. That person won't say, because you paid me 20,000 rand, what you bought, I'll give you double the amount now. You had to pay. And when we make shukr, we have to make shukr to Allah. But when we make shukr, Allah says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Just because you made shukr, you paid the price, I will give you now not only that amount what you took from me, but more and much more Allah Ta'ala will give us. So Salatul Shukr also. Salatul Istikhara also. We should make regularly. We are all in making decisions all the time in our lives. Every time, various things, we are making decisions all the time. It can be just the housewife in the house, that should I do my washing today, must I do it tomorrow? Must I do it now, must I make it, do it later? whatever things. Must I buy a kilo of rice? Must I buy 10 kilos of rice? Decisions we have to be making all the time. So if we make Salatul Istikhara, Allah will guide us to right decision. And in that also, we should make this intention. How many times, all the time, in fact, with us it is, when we spoke something, then after that we say, I should have said this. I shouldn't have said that. In other words, we think after we talk. We put the bull, the horse behind the cart. And we put the cart in front of the horse. Whereas the horse must be in front of the cart. We must think first. So by istikhara, Allah will bless us that whenever we speak, we will think first. Must I say it? Must I not say it? Must I say it now? Must I say it some other time? Must I say it or must I get somebody else to say it? Oh, Allah will guide us. So Salatul Istikhara, which we are very much in need also. So Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajar, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Istikhara, and then whichever nafil we are making at that time, whether it's Tahajjud, Ishraq, Charj, make that niyat also. So in this way we can make many intentions. So we'll only have made two rakats of namaz, but according to the number of our intentions, we'll get sawab as though we made so many namazes. So we should not deprive ourselves, and we should not delay in doing this. We should get into it as soon as possible, immediately, and make all these intentions. And on that, Allah Ta'ala gives us all these great rewards. Then there is another aspect also, if we start and we do this, in other words, like we are working now in a business of making nafil namaz. There are many businesses which we know. We are doing cars, we are doing furniture, we are doing groceries, different kinds of businesses. By Allah, there is this business of nafil namaz also, which we don't pay any attention to. This is also a great business, and we should be get into doing this business. Just like also, there is another great business of reading Durood Sharif. It's a very, very great business, and the rewards are great. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, Hal adullukum ala tijaratin. Must I show you of a tijarat, of a business? Hal adullukum ala tijarat tunjikum min adabin alim. And this business is, it will save you from a very painful punishment. Then Allah explains that to minuna billah, etc. So all these are also businesses. So if we get involved in this business, and then in every business we find that for the businesses, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, the people of this world, governments of the world, people of the world, learned from Allah Ta'ala. That for example, they give you sick leave. They learn from Allah Ta'ala. So it comes clearly, if we are in this business and we get sick, Allah won't give us the amount of sick leave that we are given by government for as long as we are sick. Now we can't do that business, we are sick, we can't do it. But Allah will give us the sawab. We were making our tahajjud, ishraq, now we got ill, we can't do it anymore. We were making our salatul tawbah, salatul hajah, we got sick, we can't do it. Allah Ta'ala instructs the farishtas, my banda was doing this all the time. He was in this business of nafil namaz. Now he's gone sick, not only 21 days sick leave, but for as long as he's sick, write the full sawab for him. So why must we keep away? Start now. If anything happens, we get sick, Allah will give us the sawab even when we are ill and we can't do it now. We are making our namaz, standing up, making sajda on the ground. If it happens, may Allah save us. We have to sit on a chair now. And then Allah will still give the sawab. But if we were not making namaz, if we go to a business and now we say we have become sick, that you have give us sick leave. They say, we don't know you from a bar of soap, you weren't working for us. So if we are not working in this business of Allah Ta'ala, of nafil ibadat, then we won't get the reward. Similarly, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that together with sick leave, all businesses give a travel allowance also. When you're going on a business trip for your business, then they pay for your hotel accommodation, they pay for your transport, they see to all your expenses. So Allah also gives travel allowances, that when you are traveling, you become a musafir. So Allah says now, all your nafil ibadat which you were doing normally, but because of your traveling, you can't manage it now. You can't make your ishraq, you can't make your tahajjud. Allah tells the farishta, this person was working in that business. He was working for me, the nafil ibadat. Now he's traveling for my sake. That is a valid reason he's traveling. Whether it's business, whether it's any valid travel, not a good travel for guna, not travel for all haram things, but a proper reason we are traveling, Allah tells the farishta, write the full sawab for him. His tahajjud namaz he's not making, but write the full sawab. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this so beautifully. He says that jab muft ko mile khane ko, to kai ko jaye kamane ko. Jab muft ko mile khane ko. When you get free your food, then why must you go and earn and buy your food? If somebody is giving you your food free, looking after you, why must you go and earn? So when Allah is giving free sawab, without making tahajjud, you're getting tahajjud sawab. So you don't have to make it now. If you want to make it, well and good. But when you are traveling, Allah will give you that sawab also. Free of charge, without making all that ibadah. So Allah Ta'ala will give sick leave also. Allah Ta'ala will give travel allowance also. Allah gives pension also. When a person becomes old, his whole life he was making his ibadat. Now because of old age, which normally comes with all its baggage, now you can't make the ibadat when you were young. How much you could do? Now you are gone old, you are gone slow, your back is paining, your joints are paining. You are gone slow, Allah tells the farishta, whole life he was working for me, now still because of old age he can't do all that ibadat. But you write down all that ibadat for him. So Allah gives this ibadat also, of pension also Allah gives. So we must start in this business with Allah Ta'ala, then we get old, we go on travel, we get sick, Allah still gives all that sawab. But if we were not working, and then we get old, now we weren't working, we're not going to get any pension then. If we're not working in this company and we go traveling, we won't get that sawab. If we were doing this, so we mustn't delay, try and get into this and see what great rewards Allah Ta'ala will give us. May Allah Ta'ala accept, give us the tawfiq, understanding, and become His obedient servants and see how much Allah is giving. Don't let us be those that on Qiyamah Day we are sorrowful. It was there for us just to have it, and we did not benefit from it. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.